Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Oh, let's get back to it here on a Monday afternoon on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Pepefe hanging with you guys today. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Kansas City Chiefs losing yet again, this time at the hands of the Houston Texans. Is the Chiefs dynasty dead? That's what everyone wants to know. I don't think it is, because I think they actually might make the playoffs. But we'll get Nick's take on that coming up in 20 minutes to begin the 4 o'clock hour. But boy, oh boy, the takes were flying Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, and Sunday morning with the college football playoff. We finally got the verdict from the college football playoff committee, and this was a surpriser. I didn't think that they would do the right thing, but the committee at the end did the right thing, in my opinion. Both Alabama and Miami are in, and Notre Dame is out of the 12-team college football playoff. And you know what's so interesting about this? Bama and Miami getting in over Notre Dame. Because I think a lot of people, the betting markets were very bullish on Notre Dame. I was texting our show chat Sunday morning, kind of following along with this thing, looking at the live markets before we got to the broadcast. At one point, Notre Dame was minus 4,000. To make the college football playoff. I even texted our show chat. I said, I guess Notre Dame is just in. This is just between Alabama and Miami. And if the conversation was Alabama and Miami, they were always going to take Alabama. Because what did the committee tell us last Tuesday during the penultimate rankings? They tipped their hand. Alabama was always in when they moved Alabama from 10 to 9. Alabama was always going to be in the playoffs after they made that move. So I thought that was what the conversation was. I was kind of thinking to myself, well, damn, Miami, sucks to be you. But they gave us the curveball. And they said, you know what? At the end of the day, we have to honor the results, which we'll get into here. But like, everyone wants Bama out, because I think everyone just hates Bama, because Bama was the team that ruled all of college football, especially when Nick Saban was there, winning all the national titles. I get it. Like, I'm not like some big Bama fan, you know? Like, but they deserve to be in. And Saturday was an embarrassment against Georgia. It definitely was. However, they also beat that same Georgia team. So I'm not here for the argument that a lot of people are making where everyone's saying, oh, well, BYU got punished for losing their conference title game, but Alabama didn't get punished for losing their conference title game. Yeah, that's because Alabama already beat Georgia. BYU, in two chances against Texas Tech, got that ass whooped. Once in Lubbock, and then once in Jerry World. They never stood a chance in either game. That tells you right there, they don't belong. like those are the kinds of teams you have to beat to win a national title. They couldn't beat them. So why do they need to get in? Like the BYU-Alabama, it's a false equivalency. They're not the same. Bama beat Georgia in Athens. And yes, they got embarrassed in Atlanta in the SEC title game, but they at least proved to us they have the ceiling of a team that can beat Georgia in Georgia's home field. BYU showed us, yeah, we can just get dropped in embarrassing fashion to Texas Tech. So like that's where that whole kind of like, oh, BYU and Bama, they just want the SEC. Yeah, I'm sure ESPN and all that stuff would love the SEC, but like even conferences aside, two teams put together, they're not the same. So quit the nonsense. It's not the same whatsoever. But let's get to, because Bama, they were always in. The committee told us that Tuesday night, people just didn't listen. And I was part of that too. Like I thought that maybe they would hoodwink us, but no, Bama was always in. So then it came down to what we've all been arguing this entire month. Miami against Notre Dame. And we know how that's going to go. The first initial rankings, about what, 5 weeks ago, I believe it was, that was asinine. Putting Miami at 18, Notre Dame at 10 or whatever they were. Like, come on, does anybody actually think the gap is that big? No. And the closer we got to the final official rankings, the closer and closer and closer those two teams came together. And once BYU went out, how BYU goes out whenever they play someone good, you knew they were going to drop in the rankings. And bang, that activates the head-to-head tiebreaker, which is what should decide who goes in to the CFP. Because the beauty of sports is that we all have opinions. Like, all of us have opinions on, oh, this team is better than that team. This player is better than this player. I mean, how many times do we debate, like, oh, like who's the greatest NFL team of all time? Or would the 73-win Warriors beat the 1995-96 Chicago Bulls? We all have these opinions and debate them. We've all sat at bars debating them. We've all sat at school lunch tables debating them. But at the end of the day, none of that stuff matters because there's a way to determine in sports who should move on and who should advance. A scoreboard. And back on Labor Day weekend, the scoreboard read, Miami 27, Notre Dame 24. End of story.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And what really interests me the most about why this was even a conversation to begin with, other than to add some dramatics to the television product, but Notre Dame's best data points the entire season, when you look at their resume, their best data points were losses. What kind of sport is that where we're saying, wow, that's a beautiful loss. Welcome to the college football playoff. Like, why should that get in? Like, I just talked about Alabama. They got blasted against Georgia. However, they beat third-ranked Georgia in Athens. They beat 14th-ranked Vanderbilt, and they won the SEC regular season. So That seems like a pretty good resume. Like, you still need to win your way into the college football playoff. Scheduling two tough teams and losing to them to where then all of a sudden you just run the table against cupcakes. Like, their best win was against USC. I said all season, I've watched damn near every single USC game because I bet Jaden Maiava to win the Heisman Trophy. USC is not good. They're not. And anytime they have to leave the Pacific time zone, they're actually terrible. That's their best win. That's not going to get you to the CFP. And you can say, well, Femi, well, I mean, Miami lost to SMU. They lost to Louisville. Yeah, but they beat Notre Dame. So what? Like, you must win your way into the CFP. Notre Dame never did that. They didn't meet the requirement. The committee, although the process was rather poor, and I think that's why Notre Dame's all upset, because the week-to-week rankings, Notre Dame was always high. They were always up there. There was always a gap between them and Miami. So Notre Dame fell for it. They got hoodwinked. They got bamboozled. The process stunk out loud, but the result, which is what matters most, was absolutely correct by the college football committee. So I know people got smoke for the committee. I don't. Because like I said, if I was the person that had all the power to determine who the 12-team playoff was going to be and who would be in, I would have come up with the same exact bracket. They got the right teams in there. I don't care that Notre Dame is power rated like the third best team in the country. Take the power ratings and shove them where the sun don't shine. Like, it doesn't matter. Results on the field are what matter most. And in Notre Dame's big spots, they lost the games. See you later. See you next year, Fighting Irish. Where when you look at their schedule next year, they lose a couple games, we're going to be right back here having the same damn conversation. Now, that's not the only crazy part about what we saw from the College Football Playoff Committee. Boy, we got takes on college football. This is a lot of fun. I don't know how we got here. Well, I do know how we got here, but it's still absurd. Two group of five teams in the 12-team college football playoff, thanks to Duke winning the ACC. This should not have happened. this should not have happened whatsoever. And Mike Brown doing a great job right now putting up the CFP bracket. For those of you who are watching on YouTube or Twitch, we have it up there. Two group of five teams in the college. Like, due to the bylaws of the playoff, this is how it all played out. Now, to me, it's pretty clear that the 12-team CFP bracket, the format, was built for the Power 5 era back when the Pac-12 used to exist, RIP West Coast football. But like, now we have the Power 4 era, which means we have a group of five team that will always be in. But because of these funky ACC tiebreakers that robbed us of seeing a more capable team in the ACC title game, we now have an ACC team as a conference champion with five losses. Of course, you can never take that team to the CFP. Like, Miami should have been playing for the ACC title game. And if Miami wins the ACC, that's the ACC's bid. And guess what? Notre Dame or Texas or Vandy, one of those teams would have been in the CFP. But nope. The tiebreakers said, we got to have Duke and Virginia. And Miami's going to have to go in via the at-large route. And luckily for Miami, they got in there. But the conferences are just way too big. Like, we cannot have Duke versus Virginia in the ACC. And I think, because like, I'm not like a guy that likes to just like kind of dunk on the group of five. Like, I do think the group of five deserves a spot with some ramification. Because like, when we all thought about, hey, like, let's let a G5 team make it. I mean, we're all thinking about like those Chris Peterson Boise teams, or the Urban Meyer Alex Smith Utah team, or the undefeated UCF team with the Griffin twins. Like, that's what we were thinking about when we were saying group of five deserves a spot at the table. We're not thinking about a two-loss Tulane from the American. I'm sorry. Like no shade toward the Green Wave and John Summerall and all that. But nobody's thinking about two-loss Tulane. Or a 12-1 James Madison that looked like absolute garbage in the Sun Belt title game against Troy. No one's thinking about that team making the CFP. It's more like the Sauce Gardner Cincinnati team, the Desmond Ridder Cincinnati team. That's what we're thinking about. Not this. So, like, one G5 team, I get it. And Boise State, last year Tyler put Boise State in the chat. Like, at least Boise State was undefeated. They were like a quality team, so it made sense. It doesn't make sense this year. It doesn't. And I don't know if they're going to make some tweaks. I'm sure they will, because nobody wants this with two group of five teams making it to the CFP. But man, oh man, like, they got to do something, because this can never happen again. And with the ACC being what it is, and the how big the conference is and how bad the conference is, I don't think this is like a random one-off. Like, this could be a thing that happens, not maybe every year, but maybe every so often enough to where we're all annoyed by two Group of Five teams benefiting from one of the Power Four conferences not holding up their end of the bargain. Which leads me to the last point. And this one's more of a celebratory point than anything. Shout out to the Indiana Hoosiers, man. The Indiana Hoosiers are the number one ranked team in the country in football. Never thought those words would ever come out of my mouth. Indiana beats Ohio State 13-10 in the Big Ten title game. I thought the Buckeyes blew the game, to be quite honest. Like, Ryan Day, I don't know what you're doing. Fourth and one, the five, fourth and one from the nine, not able to come up with any points. But credit Indiana. Kurt Cignetti, what he's done in two short years in Bloomington is nothing short of remarkable. And he has an awesome team that's a legitimate national title contender, and they're led by the Heisman Trophy winner, Fernando Mendoza. It hasn't been announced yet, but it will be announced Saturday night as Heisman Mendoza got it done against the Buckeyes. On the other side, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Chiefs' loss to the Houston Texans.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast